Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations. What does it mean to be named named the coach?
Oh, it's a great honour. I've always wanted to be a coach. And why not this year to be a good season to start?
What got you interested in being the coach, or at least putting your hand up and saying, hey, I wouldn't mind giving this a go? Was it just something that, like, from a training perspective, like, you've, you know, built up to this moment, or was it just a case of, hey, I want to give it a go?
Well, I was actually assistant coach last year,
yep.
So I sort of got a little beginning step to just how you run as a coach. And I was also captain, so I've always sort of been involved in the club.
Yep.
And I thought, why not? This would be a good season to put my hand up and lead the team.
So does this mean that if you concentrate on a player, say an opening batsman or number three or something like that, or a bowler, and they, you know, don't make any runs or don't take any wickets, they can say, well, hang on, you're the coach.
Yeah, so it all sort of now comes back on me. I've got no one to really, it's just all on me now. But I've seen a lot of good coaches in my time of cricket, so yeah. Hopefully I can take a leaf out of a lot of coaches that I've played under. So
obviously, obviously premierships is the ultimate goal for all of your sides. But, you know, Where do you see yourself as first season as coach? Are you happy with, obviously, the premiership is the ultimate goal? Let's be, you know, and that you can say that, that's fine. But is there any sort of benchmark where you sit there and say, okay, I'm happy with this season?
Well, obviously, making finals is a big step. I've only been at Morong for a couple of years now, so this will be my third year at Morong. And we've just been that fifth, sixth sort of team.
Yep.
And we just haven't really been able to push inconsistent beating those top four sides. So that'll be the goal, is to really cement our spot in that top four.
Sure. David Bloom is the coach for the Morong Cricket Club, joining us this afternoon. Now, David, it's hard to talk about cricket during winter. We look at days like yesterday where it's overcast. It's days like today, it's cold. But you need to start thinking about pre-season. When does that actually start? And what COVID's plans are in place at the moment?
So it's sort of hard. We can take a bit of a basis from last year. We sort of had to split into groups because we were not sure what the restrictions will be with the amount of people can be in a group. So last year we split it up in sort of half and half.
Yep.
So we had probably the 15 in each group. So we'll probably be looking to that on a Sunday, probably during late August, but also like the indoor centre in Golden Square. So we try and put a few sessions there as well. So probably look to what we did last year, but it all depends on the government, what we can and can't do, really. So
That is the truth. There's one, when I was playing cricket when I was a youngster and getting a little bit older, the one thing I didn't like doing, David, was running laps of the oval. Do you make the players run laps of the oval?
It's always good to have a fitness base.
Well, I was going to come and join you, but now you've said that.
But it's each of their own. So if somebody likes to do two or three laps before training, by all means, they can go and do it. But some people just like to have the general sort of base where you can run a half a lap or you walk a lap or you just do whatever. Just the general fitness is always beneficial.
Well, you did say walk a lap, so now I'm back in with a chance. So
just for the general fitness. I don't like the people just sitting down and doing nothing and then you wait to bat and then you wait to bowl. So I like just the people to keep active as much as possible.
Sure. And are the club looking for players coming into the season? I know there's, you know, that you'll have your regulars that'll come back and some will drop off for for reasons, be it work or what other commitments, whatever it may be. So you're all looking for players, or are you happy where things are looking at the moment for the club?
Always happy for more players.
Yep.
We're actually one of the teams, there's a couple of teams that have four sides. So we have a Div 1, Div 2 and 2 Div 3. So we're always looking for players. Just have a general man. If you can't commit to every game, like, that doesn't matter at all. So we can commit to one every 2 weeks, because it will probably be looking at one day games again this year, but you never know. So it's really good that way. If you can't do 1 week, it's okay. You can play the next week.
Your thoughts on the season? Because obviously last season was the one-day games. Your thoughts on the one-day format versus the two-day? Do you prefer the one to get the results straight away? Or?
It doesn't really worry me. I'm sort of a traditionalist. I like the longer form.
Mm.
But I liked the one-day last year where we played everyone twice. So it was real even competition that way.
Yep.
Instead of sometimes you don't play everyone twice, which yeah, I feel that's a bit of a disadvantage for some teams and an advantage for some teams, where the way we had it last year, everyone played everyone twice and there was no issues at all.
Yep. David, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and good luck to the season when you start doing your pre-season training, and let's hope we might be able to catch up as we get a little bit closer to the season starting, and we'll keep in touch as to how the Morong Cricket Club are going.
Thank you very much for your time too. No, all good.
Thank you very much. David Bloom there, the coach for the Morong Cricket Club, joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.